Hi, good afternoon. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is Manny available?
Julian from where?
Bank of Cardiff?
Just a second, okay? Let me see if he's available.
Thank you.
So you're to make sure that you did it as a penny for 33 hours.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, Julian.
Yes, is this Manny?
Yes, this is Manny.
Hi Manny, how are you?
Very good, and yourself?
Good, thanks. I appreciate you asking. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. I just wanted to follow up with you. Originally, we had mailed you a couple financing offers based on the relationship that you have with Winston Financial. And I kind of been in touch with Benjamin over there on and off, a really nice guy. But it kind of sounds like there are some potential business needs. Are you guys like still down, like lacking manpower and trucks right now?
I was gonna ask you, what's your on a good credit basis, what's your interest rate?
Well, are you looking at e equipment financing, or are you looking at like cash, or what are your needs exactly?
Both. What's your
Okay.
cash advantage?
Yeah. So for working capital, it's unsecured cash. It's a little more expensive than like your typical equipment loan, for example, because it's collateralized by the equipment. So obviously, if you stop making payments, we can go collect the equipment and recover some of the costs. If it's working capital, if you don't make payments, like that's it. We don't have any. There's no lien against your business or your assets or anything. So that's why it's a little bit more expensive. I can kind of give you like some ideas though. How much are you looking for exactly?
We have a couple of trucks. We got about four trucks that are financed, and but they're almost paid off.
Oh,
But
nice.
I was thinking if we could pay them off and maybe get a little bit more money off those trucks.
Okay.
But we got a we're financing through truck lenders. I
Okay.
know they're up in New Jersey, somewhere up there, and they gave us an 8% fixed.
Nice. 8%. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
good. That's good. Yeah, no, I mean, it really depends on like your strength of your credit score and things like that. We can beat that. I just wanted to kind of see possibly if you qualify. So are you looking, so you want to pay off those trucks and net some cash on top, and the goal behind that is to eliminate those monthly payments that you have, or
That is that's probably what we will look into it.
Okay. For the if you take out working capital, it's not going to beat that 8%, because that's unsecured cash. It's not secured by the equipment. But if you're looking to bring on some new trucks, we can get you some equipment financing in place for that and try to beat your current APR. But if you need if you know for the working capital to make sense, there has to be a good need or opportunity. So if there is something that you can use that cat, like for example, if you were to take out working capital, my advice would be do not pay off the trucks because you're substituting it for a higher rate. But if you could use that cash, say for example, to hire new employees, for example, or to market for new business, or whatever. I mean, you're the expert in your industry. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you have like any special projects or anything like that, that's kind of some examples of what some of my customers use it for. So are you guys looking to hire employees right now too, or where are you at
Actually,
with the business?
where it's kind of slow at the port
Gotcha.
at this point. So we're basically just gonna go with the flow. But you know what? I got your email. I just didn't respond, okay? But I
Oh,
do have it.
cool.
And at this point, we gotta sit down and see where we could because to be honest with you, Chase gives us a good interest rate. We got a 3.5 vol on a line of business.
On the line of credit?
Yes.
Yeah, if you got a 3.5% interest rate, use that. If for some reason you need more cash than that, let me know. Because we're not going to beat your line of credit that you have with your bank, because line of credit's secure too. It's secured by your bank account. So, yeah. You know, if you stop making payments, they're just going to take it right out of your checking account. Definitely don't use working capital when you have a line of credit available. However, if you need more cash than what your line of credit is offering you, that's kind of where we can kind of fill in those gaps.
And what interest rate is it? You're basically, you're at what, 17, 15, or how is it?
Yeah, no, I can give you some ideas. There's a pretty wide range of programs that we have. So let's see. So I have a customer in the construction industry. A couple weeks ago, we funded him for $100K, and he's paying back $105K, but he's paying it back over 6 months. So there's not an APR attached to it because it's not annualized. But if you convert it to APR, it comes out so that way, you know, you can compare it. It comes out to about 10% APR. So that's one example. They're not ridiculous.
No, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. But it really depends. Like, if you have great credit, you're going to qualify for the better programs. If you have bad credit and your business is struggling, it's, interest rates are a measure of risk. So the more risky your business is, the more, for example, another example, I have a customer who has had a lot of NSFs lately in the bank account, non-sufficient funds, meaning they're in the negative territory. That's obviously super risky to a lender, so they're paying a little bit higher interest rate. You know what I mean? But if the vitals of your business, you show, that you're pretty healthy, you'll qualify for some of the better programs. What we would do is typically just present you with some offers. And then if you like it, we can fund you. If there's any, specific needs that you have for any projects or anything, I'd be more than happy to help you. Southgate. So we're in South California. We're in San Diego, actually. Where's Southgate? Let me look this up really quick. Are you in
by Downey, California?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we're about 7 miles away from downtown LA.
Okay, yeah,
around,
so you guys are SoCal.
Around that area there, yeah.
Gotcha. Do you guys drive in every state pretty much, interstate, or are you mostly California?
Some, just a little bit. Just some. Not a whole lot, but mainly it's here in California.
Gotcha. So how's business been this year? Are you guys growing, or are you beating revenue last year?
It's been up and down. It's been less than last year. I could tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an industry thing. Yeah, I think it's an industry thing. A lot of the feedback I get from my customers who are also in trucking is the elections, price of oil. Are you involved with any oil industries? Do you transport oil or anything like that?
It's just containers out of the port.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. California. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, we have a lot of customers in the oil industry, and oil's kind of hurting right now. So all their customers aren't doing well. So there's not enough work for them, and it's kind of a mess.
Yeah.
But
sure. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Julian. Yeah, I have your email. Let me see if I need to see and really figure it out what I could do. At this point, to be honest, having cash in your hand might be okay, but I mean, those trucks, like I said, they're at 8% and they're almost paid off, and we got other trucks that are paid off already. So but maybe within the 2-3 months we might be okay. We'll see next year to see what we could do. Maybe replace a couple of trucks, for newer trucks.
Nice. But, do they start to break down after a while, and does the maintenance get costly, or?
I think any truck, even if they're new, they're under warranty, but then if you break down, you're going to have to rental. They'll give you a rental. So basically there is no trucks out there that are going to be, free of breakdowns.
Yeah, exactly. So, even if you do have a warranty, you're still going to experience a lag time and potential issue with the customer. Then you got to pay extra to rent another truck. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I totally get it. How long have you guys been in business, by the way?
Since 2005.
Okay. Are you the 100% owner?
I'm 50%.
Gotcha. It's 50-50. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Were you have you been in the trucking industry for a long time, and then you kind of just said, hey, I can do this, and you started your own?
Like 30. Yeah, that's how it was. That's what it was.
That's awesome. You're I could do this better than my boss.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, good for you. Sounds like you got a great thing going over there, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Anything comes up in the future, you give me a call. Even if you just wanted some sort of, you know, financial guidance, if you get an offer from somewhere else, you just want to know if it's a good deal or something, let me know.
Yeah, anything. And, I keep your email on a red flag, so.
Okay, cool.
So I'll let you know, you know. We'll see.
Cool. Sounds good, Manny.
All right. Okay.
Pleasure chatting with you, sir.
Okay, Julian, you have a good day, huh?
You too, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.